Welcome to Jalen and Jacoby, and like always, we give the people what they want. And as you know, the Super Bowl was this past weekend. And some of us understood never to bet against Tom Brady. But my co-host, David Jacoby, he didn't get the memo. So we bet on the game, and he lost. So I get to show up at work looking like a Detroiter that was raised in Michigan. He gets to show up at work looking like Jacoby the Clown.
I can't believe
Welcome
I bet against
to
Tom
work,
Brady.
David.
I can't believe I bet against Tom Brady. I can't believe I bet against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. This is what happens when you bet against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Like, y'all couldn't block for Patrick Mahomes? You couldn't score a touchdown? You got Hill.
Get him.
You got Kelce.
Get him.
You
Get
can't
him.
Score a touchdown? Not
Get
even a
him.
Touchdown?
Be the man,
look,
clown.
You, look how you got me, Tom Brady. Look how you got me, Tom Brady. Let's do the show. Let's do the show. All right. J.J. Watt. He's clowning around because he knows the Texans are clowning around. Let me just show you how the Texans have been clowning around this offseason. Remember when they traded DeAndre Hopkins, and then, of course, Bill O'Brien, the head coach, got fired in the midseason. And then Deshaun Watson, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, said, I don't want to play for you guys anymore. And today they have released what's probably the best defensive player in the history of the franchise, J.J. Watt. Jalen, what is going on with the Houston Texans?
This is a classic example of a family being able to own the team forever. See, as a player, you have a short window to maximize your talent and obviously get paid to take care of your family. And so you need to make decisions that's going to help you win right now. If you're going to own the team forever, you don't mind alienating people in the short term. And clearly they did that with DeAndre. When Andre Johnson gets out his Twitter fingers and talks about the organization, and then you alienate Your franchise quarterback, Deshaun Watson, don't include him in the decision-making process. That's an easy one. Like I told you, Jacoby, when you sign somebody to that type of contract, he's not just a quarterback anymore. He's a partner. He's a partner. That's how business works. And when you don't want to include him, and then now you release J.J. Watt, what you basically do is say, hey, one guy's a quarterback, and he's elite. One guy's a pass rusher. We can kind of replace him. And so that's the approach that they seem to have taken instead of appreciating all of the great things that J.J. Watt has not only done on the field, but in the community. It shouldn't end this way for one of your best players in the history of the franchise.
I'm wearing a fake smile right now because I'm dressed as a clown and I lost a bet. But watch, I'll be watching for the smiles on draft night because you know the people that get drafted by the Texans are going to be so happy that they're finally professional football players, but they're going to be like, man, I am joining a franchise that is in absolute turmoil. Jalen, you know who wasn't clowning around last night? Wardell, Stephen Curry. The Warriors played the Magic, and Steph gave them 40 points. Steph is having a forgot about me, guys, kind of a season, especially of late. What do you think about Steph's run?
I'm just glad on ESPN you get to wear a clown suit, and I get to carry a bat, and I can hit you over the head for anybody to question Steph Curry's greatness and say, homie, don't play that. Homie, don't play that. Shout to Living Color, one of the greatest comedic episodic television shows to ever be done. And he's clowning the rest of the NBA by getting his numbers, Jacoby. Mm-hmm. Not just getting the big time stats, but making 10 plus threes in a game. Wow. He's made more threes in a game than everybody else chasing him combined that's an active player. Okay, so he's doing it off the catch. He's doing it off the fade. He's doing it in transition. He's doing it off one dribble, two dribbles, between the leg, behind the back, double step back, possessions back to back. Like, he out here killing, and he's out here putting the world on notice. When you start talking about the top three or four players in the league, Steph Curry need to be in that conversation. That's
in
right.
His last, 8 games, he's averaging over 35 points. And his last 8 games, he's put up 101 3-point shots. And these are tough shots. And he's hit 53 of them. He is on an absolute tear. Don't forget about Steph
Curry's
greatness.
Let me just do it. You know what? Let me just do this right now, just freestyle. LeBron, Kawhi, KD, Steph. That's the list. That's the list.
That's the list. Embiid, the Joker.
That's the list. That's the list. At me.
Good for you. Good for you, Jalen Rose. Well, we wanted to celebrate the Bucks Super Bowl championship. Of course, we're going to have Chris Godwin join us later, and I am dressed as a clown because I didn't think they would win. But another thing that we need to celebrate is Bill Russell's birthday. Why did you think right now was such an appropriate time to celebrate the great Bill Russell?
Yo, have you heard that Tom Brady won a championship this year?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard how many championships that LeBron James has? Do you know, boys and girls, what 7 + 4 is? It's 11. That's how many championships this guy has, Bill Russell. So when you're sitting by the campfire and you want to talk about who's the greatest athlete in team sports, and you want to say Jordan, and you want to say LeBron, and you want to say Tom Brady, and then you want a ring count, and you have the nerve, to omit Bill Russell? 11 championships in 13 years? Is that what we doing? The greatest defensive player in the history of the league? Is that what we doing? The first African-American coach and was a champion? Is that what we doing in the state of Boston, where they broke into his house and left feces in his living room on his bed? Where Ted Williams got a freeway named after him and a statue before he did? Where he was basically not free in his own country, but he was basically the dominant player in the NBA that they named the Finals MVP trophy after him. Jacoby, where did you grow up, and what do you think about Bill Russell when you were growing up?
I grew up in Massachusetts, and I was a Celtics fan. And I think what's happening with Bill Russell is I didn't watch Bill Russell play because I was born in the late 70s. And I think a lot of people, they compare Jordan to LeBron, LeBron, Jordan, and they talk about all the championships that Tom Brady has. But one thing that people forget is those numbers that were on the screen. Put them up there again, Tommy, because people forget this. Look at those numbers. That's 11 NBA titles. Come and find me when that gets matched. 5 MVPs, 12-time All-Star, and doing all this while fighting against inequality. That's what he was also on the front lines as that.
Go
putting
get
up numbers
the book.
On and off the court.
Out right now, and I want to give a big shout to his wife, his better half. Go cop the book right now. The legend, Bill Russell.
It is time for News That Matters. Jalen, I know you love NBA basketball, I know you love your family, and I know you love lobster tails, but something else I know you love doing is coming up with matchups for versus battles. And today we have some interesting news. Friend of the show, one of the greatest to ever rhyme into a microphone, Fat Joe, proposed a matchup for himself. Fat Joe said the ideal battle for him is against Curtis Jackson, better known as 50 Cent. What do you think about this potential matchup is a versus battle?
Joey Crack, that's family, and I got to get him on the show. I've been on his big show. As it relates to a battle, I think people always pick somebody that they would be the underdog against.
Yep.
And that's what he's doing right now. And also, these guys didn't necessarily see eye to eye industry-wise, and so I believe this is somebody he would want to battle. But I just enjoy watching these guys become entrepreneurs and kings that now have so many supporters, have staff members that have continued to put on for the culture beyond just putting out great music.
See, I think that 50 Cent probably had a higher peak in popularity, but I'm picking Fat Joe in this potential battle because of the longevity. Fat Joe had hits in the 90s, in the 2000s, in the teens, and in the 20s. He's spanning four decades of hits, whereas 50 Cent just got so rich off a few albums that he doesn't even make music anymore. Like, Fat Joe is still out here making hits. If 50 Cent is out here making hit television shows, I have Fat Joe in an upset in this matchup, but I'm not going to bet on it because I do not want to wear a clown suit again on national television. Jalen, who is joining us right after this short break?
A guy that's just like me. His hands are so great, he can catch BBs at night. Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin.
Super Bowl champion.
Joins us on Jalen and Jacoby right after this. You don't want to miss the interview with Chris Godwin. Yeah.
They be asking, who am I?
It's real. We living.
He's trying to get the guys ready for a basketball game. But more than anything, he's trying to get them ready for life.
Coming to you live from the Seaport District in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, you're really enjoying this, aren't you? You're really enjoying this. Well, you're going to enjoy our next guest. It is Super Bowl champion Chris Godwin joins us on Jalen and Jacoby. That man right there catching balls and scoring touchdowns. Chris, welcome to the show. I know you're probably wondering why I am dressed as a clown. Well, let me explain to you. I thought the Chiefs were going to win the Super Bowl. I bet against Chris Godwin and Tom Brady. Jalen knew you were going to win, and here I am, dressed as a clown on national television. I should have never bet against you and Tom Brady.
You know, now it makes sense, man. You went with the wrong guys. It's all good, though. I guess you'll learn your lesson, right?
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out and joining the show. I've definitely learned my lesson. I will never bet against you and Tom Brady ever again. But we have a clip of you after the confetti fell on the field, and you are just embracing the fact that you are a Super Bowl champion, and your fiance comes up and jumps into your arms. What did that feel like in that moment?
Man, that was such a surreal moment, man. Like you said, we had a we've been together since we were in high school, like junior high school. So it's going about 10 years now. She's my day one, man. She's been with me through thick and thin. She's seen how hard I worked throughout all of this. And for her to be on the field with me and to be able to go out there and show up, that was crazy.
I can't front, Jacoby. That was genuine emotion that you can't perpetrate. When I saw that video, I was like, she was with him shooting in the gym. I was like, that's the first thing I said. Like, she's a day one. But here's the other thing. Scotty Miller lost your cell phone. So as a man with a cell phone and a fiance, does he replace the phone? And how has that been?
Hey, it's so funny too. Like, cause like when I said it, when it happened, I'm like, man, everybody gonna think Scotty dropped. Look, I was trying to stop Scotty from falling in the water, and his back knocked it in the water. And now everybody blowing him up. They're like, Scotty dropped your phone. I was like, man, my boy's gotta catch some heat. But you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my folks at Verizon, man. They took care of your boy.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got a replacement phone. I like how you twisted that story. Like, no, Scotty didn't lose my phone. I saved his life. That's actually what happened. I saved Scotty's life, and he happened to knock my phone off in the process. That's a good spin on that one.
It was either my phone or Scotty, and I got to look out for my boy.
Oh, I'm letting Jalen fall in the water if I have to make that decision. 10 times out of 10. So on that same phone, reportedly you got a text every night leading up to the big game from Tom Brady that said, we will win. What did it feel like to look down at that phone that Scotty threw in the water and get that text every night?
It was so crazy, man. Like you said, it was every day. Like, it was more so than any point throughout the season. And I think like that just like kind of conveyed to us as players who had never been there before, just how serious the moment was and how passionate he was about the win. You know, it was even like up until like the day of the game, he texted like 9 a.m. I was like, you know, one last thing, fellas, you know, gave us a little tip, some little film. And then was like, we're going to win this game.
What was the biggest change between your team last year without Brady versus adding him this year that catapulted you to winning the Super Bowl in his first season with the squad?
I think it was a couple of things. I think the two biggest things were, you know, obviously his experience, being able to lean on that experience and his expertise, but also, you know, just the confidence that it brought the entire team. You know, no matter what game we were going in, we were expecting to win as opposed to hoping that we were going to win, you know, and that started to trickle down as the season progressed. Even when we hit that little slump midseason, you know, nobody ever felt, you know, we never wavered. We knew that we were going to get back on track. We knew it was just going to take a little time. You know, we had that confidence.
Well, Mr. Godwin, you picked a really good year to be a free agent. You're coming off a big year. You're coming off a Super Bowl victory. Will you come back and play for the Bucs and defend that championship?
I definitely want to be here, man. I can definitely say that. I love Tampa. I love the guys on the team. You know, we got a bond now that'll last forever. So hopefully I can come back.
Chris, I want to give you guys your flowers. Because people are going to talk about y'all winning the Super Bowl, but underestimate who y'all had to go through. Y'all went through the Saints, Packers, and the Chiefs. You're a wide receiver. You know who's quarterbacking those other teams. Just talk about how special that is.
Man, that's so unreal. Like you said, man, it's special to be able to beat those three quarterbacks back to back to back. It's no easy feat, and it's a testament, you know, to the team. But really, it's a testament to our defense. You know, they've been balling all postseason, creating turnovers, you know, stopping the best quarterback that this league has to offer, you know, and then they capped it off with a brilliant performance in the Super Bowl, you know, so shout out to those guys. They was balling. Shout out to Coach Bowles.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Coach Bowles because he did a great job with the defense. You also have Byron Leftwich as the offensive coordinator. And what was the impact of the diversity in the coaching staff that had on the field that translated to wins?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you come to work every day and you see such a diverse group of people. You know, everyone feels like they're represented and have someone that they can relate to, you know, and it really is a testament to BA, you know, and our staff, just, you know, the mindset that they had coming in, you know, and of inclusion, you know, but also not picking the right people for the job. You know, he wasn't like going out there, you know, like, oh, like I'm gonna hire X, Y, and Z because they're black or because they're a woman. He was hiring the best people for the job. And that's the brilliant thing about it. And we all believe in our staff. You know, we all are a big family. And honestly, to us, you know, it was normal, you know, coming to work and seeing females, black people, white people of all races. It was really cool to see.
I'm glad you shouted out your defense. And we had Shaq Barrett on the show celebrating him a couple of days ago. What was it like watching from the sidelines Patrick Mahomes run for his life, literally?
Yeah, he was literally running for his life, man. I think I saw a stat that was like, he ran like 500 yards to just like, you know, avoid getting hit. I'm like, that's not a fun night for any quarterback, man, especially someone with a toe injury. It was brutal to watch him see that, but, you know, I love watching my dogs go out there and ball. And Shaq and JVP and all those guys, they get after him every single time.
Well, I want to congratulate you on the Super Bowl victory, congratulate you on a great season, and congratulate you on the upcoming deal you're about to sign. I can't wait for us on Jalen and Jacoby to celebrate that deal when that news comes across the ticker. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for the love. Sir. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate you, fellas. Y'all be safe.
Stay tuned. We're coming back really soon with more on Jalen and Jacoby. Big games tonight on ESPN starting at 7:30. It is Zion and the Pelicans facing off against the Mavs and Luka. And then in the nightcap at 10 p.m., it is rising star Ja Morant against established superstar LeBron James. Grizzlies, Lakers, ESPN, 10 p.m. Last Minute Wins on Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Russell Stover Chocolates. You know that signature heart-shaped box. I lost a bet. I look like a clown. Do not look like a clown on Sunday on Valentine's Day. Make sure you get the loved one in your life, the heart-shaped box from Russell Stover filled with chocolates. Now, Jalen and Jacoby are always here to help with all of your needs with the best sports and pop culture analysis, but also we'll help your love life. We have some advice for you as we head into Valentine's Day. Jalen, I'm gonna start. Let me tell you something. Of course you get the heart-shaped box of chocolates, you get the flowers, you go out to dinner, but I have advice for all of you. Take time, spend an hour write down your thoughts, write your loved one a letter. And in that letter, you express your emotions. And while you're at that dinner and you're about to enjoy this heart-shaped box of chocolates from Russell Stover, she reads that letter and your emotions spill out. That is how you cap off a perfect Valentine's Day night with some Russell Stover chocolates. What is your advice as we head into Valentine's Day, Mr. Rose?
I'm into the gift buying as well. You must get the chocolates. I agree, Russell Stover's in particular. Also, flowers. My last name is Rose. Must lay on a bed of roses. The gift giving of time is always crucial. I agree with you, but there is nothing like giving chocolate to your better half, especially if they can make somebody lose a bet and come to work dressed up like a clown.
We'll be back on Monday, and I will not be dressed as a clown. We always say we give people exclusive content on the podcast, like this interview. Chris Godwin. I want to thank Chris Godwin for coming on the pod. Jalen, I want to take you behind the curtain on the process of becoming a clown, right? Because I want to give a couple shouts to our production staff, especially Andrea Masenda, because she was the one picked out the outfit. And I found the wig A+. Was just lying around the studio, but I got the hat and I had the wonderful, wonderful makeup artist, Laura, who you know.
Laura!
She came by the crib. The kids were around. The kids love watching me turn into a clown. They absolutely love it. They're just standing around, staring at me. But then after I put the suit on, and I put the hat on, and I put the wig on, I snuck into Quincy's room, and he didn't see me coming. And he turned his head, and I had the clown face on, and I go, bah! He lost his mind. Yo, he wasn't the same for like 10 minutes. He lost his mind. Absolutely lost his mind. Jalen, if you lost the bet, would you have gone as hard?
Of course, I would have did exactly what you're doing. And if this would make you feel better, I planned on winning the entire time, so I didn't even make any plans otherwise.
It was one of those Super Bowls where whoever lost or won, like if the Chiefs won, you're like, I can't believe I bet against the Chiefs. I can't believe I didn't think that Mahomes and Brady Mahomes and Kelce and Hill and that offense and Bieniemy and Reed off the bye. You know the stat, like Andy Reid off a bye averages like 31 points. They couldn't score a touchdown against the Bucs in the Super Bowl. I'm still salty about it. And Jalen, you know what I'm gonna do right after we're done with this pod? I'm not taking the makeup off or the outfit off. I'm going right in the streets of New York City. New York City.
Anybody's been to New York, you'll fit right in. Trust me.
I'm going to buy a plastic handle of vodka and just drink from the bottle in the middle of the street and just start crying.
95% of those people will not pay you any mind. You're going to fit right in.
I'm definitely taking the train, too. I'm definitely going to take the subway just to do it. Just to see people's faces, just to sit down as a clown. Oh, man, I love this show so much. Thanks for doing the show with me, Jalen. There's only so many opportunities like this to really humiliate yourself, you know? So, Jay, you got plans for Valentine's Day with your lady?
Yes and no.
Okay.
The yes is time. The no is the public outpouring celebration just isn't the right timing for the reasons you know off wax.
Yeah.
And so, you know, birthday this year wasn't the same. Christmas wasn't the same. New Year's wasn't the same. You know, it's just not the same.
And so much of Valentine's Day is going on a date. So much of Valentine's Day is getting that dinner reservation like a month ago because you know they're going to be busy. But even though they just opened up restaurants in New York City, I don't feel comfortable going inside and breathing around other people. I need that vaccine, dog. I need the vaccine so bad. I want that.
And the way you needed the vaccine is the way my wife has needed my productivity. And right now, no Jalen juice.
No Jalen juice. Oh, no. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, no Jalen juice.
That's sad, man.
Yeah, not right now. Not right now.
I did 2 cayenne lemon ginger shots this morning. Did 2, doubled up.
Don't be trying to not give me my props. Don't be trying to call it cayenne lemon. You know where you got that.
Jalen, if you let you tell it, you are the origin of every single thing on the planet.
When did you start?
Jalen juices are very different. Jalen juices are very different.
When did you start drinking cayenne drinks in the morning?
When we started ordering from here at the Seaport, it's probably 3 years ago.
Correct. When did I start talking about Jalen juice?
7 years ago.
Boom. Cayenne is the key. Lemon is the key. Those are the main ingredients right there. But the kicker is the apple cider vinegar. That's the one they're not selling you, but they still charging you for it. So yeah, but you know, no Jalen juice in the house this Sunday.
I know. Well, Jalen, you know, we have celebrated Valentine's Day in our unique ways with our significant others, but we have some listeners of the podcast. They need some relationship advice this Valentine's Day. So they called 985-80-JALEN, just like everybody should. Whether you need professional advice, relationship advice, cultural, regional, soft move or boss move, NBA, NFL, any sports, anything, versus matchups, anything you got, hit us at 985-80-JALEN. We'll put it on the show. But today's special Valentine's Day theme show, we have some relationship advice. Callers. What do you got? Rage.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is, I'd like to say, unknown, coming from Michigan. You know, just wanted to give a shout-out to Reg the Ledge. But my question to y'all is basically, you know, I've been with my wife for a little bit. We have a couple kids, you know. She's gained a little bit of, you know, a little bit of weight due to the kids, and she's super busy, so it's hard to, you know, get that physical activity going, especially in the state of Michigan where it's cold, you know. So I guess my question to you guys would be, you know, what are some things that I could do, me personally, to help with the motivation of getting her back into shape, and you know, and that also helps me get back into shape. So what are some things that you guys suggest? All right, keep giving the people what they want. Love y'all.
Wow. You know why he didn't give his name. He doesn't want this call traced back to him, and I don't blame him one bit. So, Jalen, I'm going to let you start with this one. How can you help this gentleman in Michigan with his wife, had a couple kids, and, yeah, you know the story.
I got you, unknown. What up, though? Thank you for the call. We appreciate the continued support. And it's important on a day like today when one of us is dressed like a clown that I go first on a serious topic like this. First and foremost, in any friendship, relationship, kinship, partnership, you have to always articulate in your mind things that you can do better. That's the first and foremost thing. Before you go to anyone, in your mind, you're gonna suggest and project what you feel like they should do. You definitely should be making sure that you're doing what you feel like you should do, because that person, it's a chance, may get defensive and or may call you on it. And you don't necessarily get to your intended target that way. So first and foremost, you have to start working out. That's first and foremost. When she sees that you are making it, and do it loud. You know, like, Patrick Beverly actually ain't the best defensive player in the league, but when he get a steal, he make you think he got 5 of them. Mm-hmm. You gotta make it loud. So it's like, hey babe, you know what? I'm gonna get a calendar, you know? With the big squares. And you know what? Next week, I'm gonna work out. You know, on Monday, you know, I'm gonna do yoga. you know, on Wednesday, I'm gonna go to Pilates. On Thursday, I'm gonna go kickboxing. And then there's the second thing. You know, I need to eat better. You know, I'm gonna have to cut down the fried food. You know, I'm gonna have to cut down on the bread. You know, I'm just gonna cut down on the sugar. Like, I'm gonna cut down on the butter. Like, and actually do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you do it, you don't have to say one word, because there are gonna be days where y'all on the same diet and on the same training schedule, and there are gonna be days that you're not. And there's gonna be one of those days that you get caught on it. Oh, you think you all that because you eating like this or you working out like that? The reason why she's gonna call you on it is because she's earned the right to. That's your wife and y'all have kids. So she's gonna always call you on anything. Y'all should have that autonomy in the relationship. So now when you're doing it, you're training, you're eating right, you know what she's gonna say? Well, you know, I guess I need to, you know what? I did gain a couple of, what do you think about these pants now? And do you think that I put on a couple in the cheeks right here? And then you can say, hey, babe, you can just come and train with me on Monday if you want. And then she might say, well, no, I want to do this, this, and this. And then you do yours and you let her do hers. And then you slowly have y'all doing something together at least once a week. Well, y'all get that wee time. There you go. With the Reg the Ledge music in the background, you've been on the couch.
I have a few thoughts. Number one, Reg the Ledge nickname is really stuck and I love it so much. He'll never be Reggie to me ever again. Number two, my initial response is do nothing. Do absolutely nothing. Do not do a thing, because I have some facts, okay? Number one, you ain't the only one that's noticed. You're not the only one that's noticed. She's noticed and she's self-conscious about it. She doesn't feel good about it either. So she's going to be looking for you to say something or hint at something. Don't you dare buy her a Peloton or something like that. You'll be kicked out the house so fast. Another thing is, how long did you carry the children for? Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't. Oh, so how many humans did you grow inside of you and then birth? Oh, zero. Oh, and now, oh, okay. So one thing I always like to do is before I point the finger, I look in the mirror, okay? So like Jalen said, changing her starts with changing you. So you can't open your mouth and say a word unless you got a chiseled 8-pack, unless you correct. Got 0% body fat. You can't say a word. So the first thing you need to do before you start thinking about her is you need to get on them salads. You need that TB12 diet. You need the protein shakes. I want you working out 3 times a day. Like you need to be 3 or 4 times what you're asking her to do before you even open your mouth. That's my feedback, is you need to like yoga in the morning, run in the afternoon, weights at night, salads throughout, like TB12 diet, okay? Then when you get there, then maybe if she hasn't, you lead by example. That's your example that you're setting. But you can't open your mouth until you got the 8-pack. You can't. You didn't carry any children, and she knows. So don't say a word. Ride it out. And you live in Michigan. Like, what's she supposed to do? Go to the gym? Get COVID, die. Right? Go to yoga? Get COVID, die. Go outside? Freeze to death, die. There's nothing to do. You got to ride out the COVID. Ride out the panty, just like the rest of us. I don't look like I did before the panty. None of us look like we did before the panty. Only single people without kids are the ones getting in shape in the panty. You notice that? Single people don't have stuff to do to fill up their days. They're the ones all chiseled, looking
they
good, buying new clothes
because
they're skinny. Yeah, they ain't
cook
remote learning
by,
or any of that.
Cook lunch, buy dinner, mix
None
breakfast.
So that's my advice right there. That's my advice right there for that one. Do nothing, ride it out, set an example.
All I know is this. That call and advice, shout to Russell Stovers for the candy. We appreciate and love our sponsors. All I know is this. If there's a reel for sponsors and or an Emmy reel for our podcast, it just happened.
Now, Jalen, there's another listener to this podcast that needs a little relationship advice on this special weekend. So you know what? Let's give it to him. Let's listen to the next caller.
Jalen, Jacoby, what up, though? It's Jay from Detroit by way of Atlanta. Long time, first time. Shout out Reg, whole staff. Need some advice, guys. I look more like Jalen. My girl is more like Jacoby. Our parents are flying in and, this weekend, and they're staying with us. It's not the first time meeting them, so I know I'm already on their good side. But I've never had a significant other's parents stay under my roof. Just wondering if you guys had any tips or suggestions to make sure the weekend goes smooth. Appreciate you guys. Keep getting those checks. Peace.
Wow. Another great caller. These people came to the right place, Jalen Anthony Rose. So let me just set it up for you knock it out the park. Not only is he in a power couple like us, he's in an interracial power couple. He looks like you. His lady looks like me. The parents aren't just coming to town. They're staying at the crib. Shout to him for having a crib big enough to host parents, by the way. So Jalen, that's the scenario. He needs your advice this special weekend.
Thank you for the call. What up, though? Representing the D. Always remember, your significant other loves you. Her parents really love you, but they're still her parents. Always remember that, which means they are judging you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the bathroom, you decide to pee on the toilet and don't wipe it, they're judging you. If you decide to go up to the bathroom and blow it up and the entire hallway smells it, they're judging you. If you don't wash your hands and you get out of there too quick, they're judging you. How many drinks you have, they're definitely judging you.
Definitely counting those. No medicinal this weekend, dog. None.
They're definitely judging you. And here's the other thing. Drink a lot of water. Like he said, they're going to be counting your drinks because your legs are going to be straight a lot. Because if you're lucky to have a little action in the bedroom, only missionary style, dog. No tricks. Wow. No standing.
Wow.
No acrobatics.
Wow.
No Jalen juice. You gotta do a David Jacoby 90 second gone.
90.
And
so JJ, hold up. This man needs real advice. And you told him not to blow up the bathroom and to only perform coitus in missionary style. Let me give this man some real advice, okay? When you're hosting, what's important? Food is very important in the comfort of your guests, okay? So make sure that they have great places to sleep. Make sure that you're bending over backwards. And food is so important. Have something prepared when they arrive. Have the meals planned out. Make sure you do some cooking, not just your lady. Make sure that you both do some cooking so you prepare for them. Because really, when you're hosting, it's about making people comfortable, making sure they have a good time, and beating them. So now about the good time part. Get some board games, have some movie that you guys want to watch. Valentine's Day this weekend as well. If they're coming in for Valentine's Day, ask the potential mother-in-law to be your Valentine and have some Russell Stover's candies for her too. Just whatever you do. Can't get drunk. Can't get caught with the medicinal. You and your lady cannot get into a fight. This weekend, she's right about everything. She's right about everything, because they're just looking for you guys to have some tension.
We left off the most important thing. And this is, I think the music that Reg the Ledge has in the background, the sound effect, just make me feel like I'm on the couch. And so it allows me to, you know, give therapy, spit game. That's what a podcast is. Mm-hmm. We left off the number one most important thing. You can't be on the phone all of the time.
Good point, Jalen. Good point.
You cannot be texting, emailing, posting, staring at IG, staring at Twitter all day. Along with your drinks and your medicinal, this is the thing that you're going to be judged by the most. You must Be present. Don't go into the other room and watch your favorite program. Watch it in the kitchen. Watch it in the living room. Don't go into the room and like, I'm the Pharaoh. I'm gonna lay on the bed while it's 5 p.m. and everybody else down in the kitchen.
No, it's a great point, Jalen. And one thing, you've got daughters, I've got daughters, right? What do you look for in a potential suitor for your daughters? You just want someone that makes them happy and that loves them, right? So just, that's what they're evaluating.
Where's one more thing? It's one more thing. If I got to pay for the funeral, she married the wrong person. I'm sorry. If I got to pay for the wedding, she married the wrong person.
I think you're supposed to pay for the wedding. Isn't that traditional? Parents of the bride? Parents of the bride pay for the wedding, I'm pretty sure. Traditionally, they do, yeah. Nah. If you had sons, you'd be saying that.
Nah. I want her to find somebody that love her. And I want somebody that respects her. But she gonna make sure that happens anyway. So I don't have to worry about that part. So I don't even have to worry about that. Cause I know that if there's gonna be a she's gonna handle that. But what I want is for somebody to have enough bread to pay for the wedding. That's what I want.
Jay, I gotta tell you something. You're paying for both Gracie and Mariah's wedding, just so you know that. I just want you to know that now, so you don't get disappointed later. It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee. Nah. It's an absolute guarantee. It's an absolute guarantee, Jay. Trust me. Just trust me on this one. You're paying for this one. All that, the flowers, the food. You're going to be getting invoices like months later. You get invoices months later, but wait. It was $10,000 for a bus and a limo? Like, what? That car that y'all took to the hotel 3 blocks that we tied the cans on, that was $1,000? Yo, we should have got you an Uber. You'll see, Jay. You'll see, man. I know it's not the way it's supposed to be, but that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Jalen, I love doing stuff like this for the show. I lost the bet. I look like a clown. But it's just so fun to have a show where you can do kind of stuff like this. When we made the bet, I really thought it was going to be you dressed as Homie the Clown, but here I am dressed as a clown. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to walk the streets of New York City. I'm going to go walk the streets of New York City.
You're going to fit right in.
I'm going to take my phone out and film people. I'm going to get a slice of pizza. That's what I'm going to do right now. I'm a clown.
And the great thing about being a clown during the pandemic is show them a range of emotions. Be happy around certain groups. Be upset around certain groups. Be hungover around certain groups. And then just have a bottle in your hand. Go get a fifth or something and just sit somewhere.
Yeah.
Sit at a bus stop.
I want people to look at me and be like, what happened? How did he get there?
Yeah,
I want people to look at me and be like, there's a story. Like, there's a story behind that.
You want a parent to be sitting in the car at a light and look at their kid and say,
you
don't want to be him. You don't want to be him. You go to school. You take care of your business.
You will not end up like that.
You do not look like him. Do not end up like him. I'm going to make sure you don't end up like him. So go out in society and be an example, Jacoby, today.
That's exactly what not to be. Jalen, I love you very much. Look forward to doing the show on Monday. We have a show on Monday. Why is that? Jalen Anthony Rose.
We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.